in the market. The Dow was down by 68 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 146. The S&P 500 advanced 13. This is SRN News.
Protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather over the last few days. All of that is about to come to an end. For tonight, partly cloudy, dry, mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 58. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely. High temperature in the middle 70s on Wednesday. Then we get into a cool period of time late in the week with highs barely scraping right around 70 by Thursday and Friday. And there'll be some widely scattered showers around as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
You know the thing.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer. All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer. And by the way, have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 279-7431. Or if you're in the Birmingham area, call 205-479-0839. Let David Ernest put you on the path to financial security. Call David Ernest today.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ertis?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Super Secret Studio, where the pinball machine is always on free play, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Remember the 1973 movie, The Sting, with Paul Newman and Robert Redford? It was about two 1930s con men who had a plan to swindle or sting a gangster who had killed their friend. Doesn't it seem there are some con men and women in Washington who are trying to do the same thing to us? Sit back and enjoy the show as Montgomery's most beloved asset preservationist tells you how to keep from getting stung. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
And there he is, and I see somebody.
Yeah, I am. No, we don't want to get stung, you know. No.
I see somebody else back there, too. Do you see him?
What's that?
I see somebody else, too.
Oh, yeah. I just got stung.
Now, he snuck up on you.
Yeah. I'm here tonight, too,
guys. Tall Matthew.
Too Tall Matthew Ernest. There he is.
Have you ever been stung by a bee or anything, Rusty?
Oh, yeah. I got tore up by the Yellow Jackets one time, and a hornet got me through my shoe one time.
And it was very, very disturbing and unexpected, wasn't it?
Yes, it hurt like a mamma jamma.
And that's the way it is when you get stung. It doesn't feel real good, and you didn't really know it was coming until it hit you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you had known that hornet's nest where that hornet was around where you could try to avoid it or to maneuver around it, you might not have got stung.
That would have been good because that hurt.
So
yeah,
those guys
hit hard, man.
Man, do they. And so were these taxes hit hard when Biden tries to sting us. And it won't feel good. There's a nest, a hornet's nest of taxes that are going to be swarming at us, and we've got to run away from them. You ever seen these cartoons where they're running from the bees and the hornets and things?
And they shape up like a little arrow and poke them in the behind. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't want to have any honey on you. You know, if they think you got any money on you that's like honey, they come swarming at you just like it was honey because they see the money. And, you know, if you got honey, they seem to chase you worse. So this is the thing. We don't want to get conned, and we don't want to get the sting, just like that movie, you know, in 1973 had Robert Redford and Paul Newman. You know, here's a trivia question for you, Rusty.
Okay.
How many movies were those two in together?
I know two. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, The Sting.
Right.
Wasn't there a Sting Two? Were they in it?
Yeah, but I don't know that they were in Sting Two. I read that they were only in two movies. And guess what? The same director for both movies.
And I can't think of his name, but Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. And they both have a weird ending. In other words, a shocking ending. But The Sting is really one heck of a plot. You know, I was reading, I said, you know, like The Sixth Sense, you know, this the psychologist was walking around and trying to help the child, but it ended up being that Bruce Willis was the one that was dead.
That had a shocking ending to me. That
shocking
made me,
ending.
I went, when that happened.
I know it. Don't you just hate it when you get stung like that? But, you know, you catch that pun.
I got it.
Stung. Anyway, you know, we don't want to get stung. That's the reason why we're trying to keep up with things. That's why we love to have some of these politicians come in here and talk and ask questions. Why? Because we don't want to get conned out of this. We know that the liberal side is trying to con us. Constantly trying. I mean, you had Biden say, hey, there'll be no taxes unless you make more than $400,000. But what he failed to mention is that he was going to take away Step Up. What he failed to mention is that he was going to lower the estate tax. What he failed to mention is that he was going to increase the taxes on all these percentages. What he failed to mention is that he's a liar. That's just it in a nutshell. He's a con artist, and he conned his way in. And guess who's going to get the sting?
Us?
Yeah, so we got him out.
Okay, yeah. Is his pants on fire, or are his pants on fire? You said it was a liar.
If his I think they burned off. It's pretty ugly as
it is. If his pants were on fire, we'd know for sure.
Yes. So I hate to call someone that, but you know, the facts are the facts. It's a proven fact. Didn't you hear him say that he wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody that didn't make at least $400,000 a year? Didn't you hear him say that?
You know, that's kind of a half-truth, because you know, and I've used this example before, say you live in an apartment building. I'm sure that the people who own it realize more than $400,000 a year. Well, they're not going to take that. They're going to raise your rent. So he didn't raise your taxes. The rent went up, and you had to pay more to pay the tax that the owner is having to pay. So, you know, that's pretty much it right there.
It's called inflation, I think.
Exactly.
You know, this whole thing is going to inflate, and when it does, it's going to cause interest rates to go up. And you know what's going to happen to all this debt that we're accumulating, that we're supposed to be stimulating the economy with, if we have increased interest rates? Do you know what that's going to do to that situation?
Make it harder to pay it off.
Yes, much, much harder. Matter of fact, it makes it so much harder to pay off. So you get this thing called inflation, which devalues the dollar. A lot of folks don't understand this. How can you raise taxes without raising taxes? It's real simple. Inflation.
Uh-huh. That's exactly.
That's one way to do it.
Even me, even a caveman, can understand that.
Yeah.
I'm a mere caveman lawyer. I don't understand these complex situations.
He was a frozen or unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Unfrozen caveman.
That's the Saturday Night Live bit.
Was it a Phil Hartman caveman?
He was.
No, that was a great Phil Hartman.
Speaking of that, now, I haven't watched, somebody said they hadn't watched Saturday Night Live since the turn of the century. And when it first came on, you know, that was appointment TV. You had to be there to see what the Killer Bees or the Samurai or Gumby and all that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah.
But the other night, evidently, they did a takeoff on this Lil Nas in his shoes. And so they had this talk show, and Lil Nas and Jesus were on the talk show. And it ended up with Lil Nas apologizing. And this is just what happened. Giving Jesus a lap dance.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, that's just going
so far. So, SNL, it hasn't, it's been irrelevant for so long.
Many.
I don't know how it hasn't been canceled. I know their viewership and ratings have got to be way down.
Well,
it just stinks. It's so funny.
Some folks
I don't know anybody that even watches.
They don't want to go away. I mean, I guess.
Lorne Michaels, he's a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
He's worth a lot of money.
You can go too far, though, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I used to watch it, SNL, when I was, young.
Those first few seasons were just...
Yeah, they had the wild and crazy guys and all that crazy stuff on there, and now I don't watch any of that stuff anymore.
You know why I don't watch it? Because there's all the snide remarks about conservation.
It's completely political, though. That's the only... They can't hardly find any other form of comedy. I mean, you know, you used to have the very, very, very little bits of it. I mean, what was it? Dan Aykroyd that did Nixon. And
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it being equal. You know, like equal side, make fun of the Democrats, too.
Back then, when he did Nixon and when Chevy Chase did,
who did he do? I don't remember.
I can't. Ford. They weren't trying to make him look like an idiot. They were just taking mannerisms and exaggerating them and everything. The Nixon thing, he didn't even look much like Nixon, but he just, you know, it was funny. Yeah. And when they did like Reagan and Carter, But, you know, and I kind of drifted away from it about that time. But just when I saw when they were doing Trump, it was just not very, very nice at all.
Yeah. So how are we going to get stung in the end? You know, well, if you get into a nest of hornets, a nest of liberals, liberal hornets, maybe we can come up with it instead of murder hornets, liberal murder hornets. You know, listen, they're trying to murder us anyway. They're trying to completely slaughter our retirement plans. They're trying to completely slaughter our life. They're trying to ruin our families. They're trying to give away. They're trying to buy votes. I mean, like, really, you want to take a lot of what we've got to pay somebody to come over here and you know, recruit them. They even want to recruit them as young as the babies that they drop over the walls. Mm. I know that sounds absurd, but the thing is, this is a recruitment system, a liberal recruitment system that's gone crazy. You know, we've got to stop this, because if we don't, we're going to get really stung in the end, because we're going to have a nest of hornets wanting to sting everything we've got and take everything we've got. Why? Because that's what it's going to take to survive. And there's going to be so many cons going on. I mean, just like when they say, okay.
How do you shelter yourself from all this? I mean, that's like the nightmare worst situation, you know?
That's a good question. Well, one of the things that you can do is try to become more educated on what you could do to shelter. In other words, if you don't know an escape route, how are you going to escape? You know, if you don't know an alternative, how are you going to get off that street of being snookered, so to speak? You know, you've got to have information. You've got to have knowledge. Knowledge is power. What I'm reading on the internet and the books and stuff, they're not telling you everything. They're not telling you everything at all. They're telling you things that fit with the left agenda about how to save your money. Mm-hmm. They're telling you things about the left agenda, how to avoid taxes. They're telling you things about the left agenda, how to do all these things to prepare. And really, quite frankly, they're all cookie cutter, very simplistic stuff that never, ever worked and never will. I'll give you an example. For a long time, they said, you know, just avoid paying taxes for right now, because they'll be lower when you get older.
Right.
And what do we believe that one?
No.
No. I mean, I would have thought that was maybe some truth, because you drop into a lower tax bracket, so to speak.
Yeah.
But if they up the lower tax bracket, how did that work? It didn't. We've been stung. We're being stung. So here's the thing. You've got to learn how to kick it into another gear and kick it further down the road to escape. They have an escape clause, an escape hatch of how to avoid paying taxes, and it's got to be legal. Okay? That's number one. It's got to be legal. Number two, it's got to work. Number three, it's got to be something that they're not looking at so close so that they won't take it away. You know, they say, okay, they grandfather these things. Well, there's talk now about, you know, really hitting people with stuff and to say, well, too bad, we're not grandfathering that. You know, I'm just completely amazed, utterly amazed, shocked of the things that these liberals want to do to raise capital for themselves, to spend. You know, not to reduce debt. I mean, look, if you were genuinely interested in reducing debt, would you not be already trying to reduce debt? They're not trying to reduce debt. They're trying to increase spending. I mean, look at it. They're talking about the Green Deal. They're talking
about infrastructure.
And all this stuff is about spending money and giving money to people that did what?
Nothing.
That supported them in getting elected. Look at all look at the rhinos, like the Cheney lady. She's going to be appointed to some kind of ambassadorship, supposedly. And they're talking about some other rhinos. Why do you think the rhinos did that to start with? They wanted to get an upper hand, and so they made
deals with each other. I think
they double crossed us. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they just they behind closed doors. I mean, I think both of those parties, for a long time, have been working together to, you know, one hand feeds the other, or one hand watches the other.
So what we have to do here is, you know, it's almost like all men for themselves, all men for themselves. It's a sinking ship, you know, jump off, take your stuff with you, the best you can. Otherwise, they're going to take everything they can when it sinks.
Right.
This means you got to learn about some products that are not talked about very much. I've been listening. We know these products. They're not talked about very much. Why? Because mainstream investment advisors, mainstream media, mainstream tax consultants, they don't use them very much. They don't use them as much as they, you know, could be using them. And the reason why is because they're sold on the system of capital gains. They're sold on the system of all these different things that Elizabeth Warren wants put in place. I mean, Elizabeth Warren says she's going to save us from being taken advantage of. But essentially what she's doing is pushing us into being taken advantage of by using these systems that she says are good. She's actually pushing us into a way where she can, Biden.
She's an expert manipulator. She was.
That's right.
She's a Native American. I mean, don't forget that.
An expert
liar. No, I never will forget that.
I mean, look, we know she doesn't have any Native American in her. That was a lie. If she does, I'm full-blooded. I know I got some in me, but anyway. Don't get me on that soapbox. But anyway, Rusty,
yo,
what do you think about all this stuff?
Oh, I tell you what, I try not to think about so much of it because it gives me a headache. But what worries me is the people just seem to take everything they do. Nobody says anything about everything they come up with. And when I say they, I mean the Democrats or the people who don't support the Republicans. It's like a complete 180 from what would make sense about anything.
That's right. That's right. And freedom of speech and privacy laws are being ignored. In other words, if you say the wrong things, they want to cancel you.
Yeah.
And it's completely cancel you out. You get penalized. I was reading today where Schiff and... who else was it in there when they were trying to investigate Trump and everything? They were they had folks that were being listened to on their cell phones. They didn't even have subpoenas for them.
No warrants for those things.
No warrants. So here's the thing. What kind of country is this? I mean, I thought we were being protected from those things, and they always come up with an excuse about how to invade our territory, how to invade our space, and how to invade our wealth. What can we do about this? What can we do about this, Matthew?
Well, you can pick the phone up and call us at 279-7431. That's the first and best move you can make.
And I
What's
got
another number, Rusty?
I got another number. It's 205-479-0839. You can call either one of those and get in touch with David Ernest. And as he said earlier, knowledge is power, and he's handing it out like candy over there. So go over and talk to David Ernest. You might talk to Matthew. You might talk to Princess Leah. I might be there, but don't talk to me because I don't know nothing. I'm Sergeant Schultz in this outfit. But I
Schultz had enough. He had enough sense to keep his mouth shut.
Well, I know that those phone numbers are your first step to securing your retirement so that it'll be there when you need it.
You know, that's right. Like we said, knowledge is power. And being involved. We love for people to be involved with us about their retirement money. We love for people to ask questions. We love for people to be proactive and try to understand what we're doing. Because once they become proactive and understand what we're trying to do, they're much more satisfied because they see what we're doing. And as a light bulb goes off, they say, hey, I'm doing some things that are going to help me. is if I hadn't done these things, I might have got hit with more taxes, or I might have got a, you know, used in more ways that than you know you could count. And so that's another reason why we want to stay into the political limelight. In other words, why do we want to bring in some of these politicians and let them talk? It's because we want to be aware of what they think. Now, I was asking Mo Brooks the other day about, you know, people would know what he thinks. And, you know, he turned it around, and I loved it. He said, and not only that, I'll know what the public thinks.
Right.
He wants to know what we think. And, you know, I think that's a wonderful thing. But have you heard anyone like Biden or Harris say, hey, we would love to know what all you think, you guys think about these things?
No.
Have you ever heard them say that?
No, because they don't care.
No, they don't want
to
hear it.
We're not smart enough to be able to, you know, form an opinion.
So essentially, we're just like, you know, animals being, to them, being led to the slaughter, I guess you could say, because that's essentially what they want to do. They want to control us. They want to use us and take our wealth. I mean, it's a redistribution of wealth, guys. That's what this is all about. Don't be a tragedy. Don't be a number. Don't be strong in the end. Let's keep what you've got. Let's not be conned. You know, that movie, The Sting, it was a con game. That's what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this political stuff that's going on is nothing but a con game. That's all it's all about, is how to con us out of more wealth. Why? So they can have more. So they can have more power. You know, they've always talked about power and money, power and money, power and money. You ever hear anything else about that?
No.
Power and money. It goes hand in hand. Why? Power gives them money, and money gives them power. They feed off this.
Well,
you know,
all the things that are going on in the world, in our country, in our nation, and whenever I see Joe Biden on TV, you got to wear that mask. We've got to be together. We got he's lost. He has no idea. And you got everybody off doing their own thing. And the thing is, people will disappear, and then you'll see them again, like Nancy Pelosi. I have not seen her in weeks. And Schumer, haven't seen him in weeks. It's like they're vampires, and they got to go sleep it off after they've really messed up something.
Yeah, amazing.
And
I mean, like, what's going on?
And we've not seen Kamala Harris.
Well, they just keep them out. I think they're keeping everybody in the back, just so, you know, Joe can
crash and burn.
Really crashed and burned.
Yeah.
Well, they want to make him look like he knows what's going on, I guess.
It's
not working. I can just tell you right now, it's not working for me. I haven't taken the bait. I didn't swallow that. I see a man that's feeble. See a man that's near dementia. You know, I've got friends who are in the medical field. I've got friends that are into psychology and psychiatric things.
Uh-huh.
They say that he is showing tremendous tendency, in their opinion, of dementia. You know, and you know, I see it too. I mean, like when you forget who your wife and your daughter is, that's pretty demonic. You know, dementia is a horrible thing. You cannot understand. I could understand getting confused and not knowing, you know, what day it is, or have to ask somebody, now is this a certain day? But to forget who your wife's name or your daughter, that's pretty phenomenal. I mean, like, did he just really get that confused, or was this some kind of act? I can only imagine, but it didn't look good.
Those are the types of things that they start to stumble on. But yeah, you know, we're getting close to taking a break here.
Yeah.
So
that's right. You guys want to talk about what's coming up next as far as the break goes?
Well, I'm sure we'll talk more about Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Now, see, Paul Newman's passed away, but Robert Redford's still alive.
Paul Newman was 83 when he died.
Wow. You know, he's a race car driver.
Amazing.
Did all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a fairly long life.
And Robert.
He was a very good actor.
Oh, Robert Redford's still making stuff, I think.
And I bet you if he had lived, he and Robert Redford would have made many, many, many more movies.
Yeah, they'd have made one about two old guys, called it The Stink.
Stung.
Yeah, I guess so.
The stung?
The stung. I like that. So we're gonna take a break as soon as I figure out this button. There we go. There it is. Starting at the beginning.
We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just moments. We appreciate y'all tuning in. And we're here four nights a week, and then a recorded show on Friday. Then we have some stuff on Saturday and Sunday, too. So you can find us everywhere. We'll see you in just a moment here on the Health and Wealth Show.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest will return after these important messages.
It's the Heath and Weath Show.
That's health and wealth.
What?
Health and wealth. You left out the L's.
What? L's, you say?
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Yes, it's the Health and Wealth Show with Montgomery's premier asset preservationist, David Ernest. On the air since 1937.
2017.
2017. Then in 2056.
2019.
2019. The Health and Wealth Show went to a 6-hour.
1 hour.
1 hour live format. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, with a classic 1 hour show playing on Fridays and a 30-minute version playing on Saturday and Sunday. David Ernest is also on television here in Montgomery. ABC 32 and the CW air a 30-minute program on Saturday and Sunday. But seriously, the Health and Wealth Show stars David Ernest, an asset preservationist with 40 years of experience in helping you, yes, you out there, to make sure that your money is right where you need it, right when you need it. David talks about the news of the day.
What is he going to do for us? In other words, we know Mo Brooks wants to listen to us. He wants us to call him and talk to him. He wants to come see us. Would Biden come and see us? No. And if he does have a town hall meeting, only two or three people show up. What does that tell you?
David talks about all matters concerning your money.
But a lot of this shutting the economy down is artificial. I was talking to somebody a little bit ago. Wood, supplies, they're so high. Yeah. You know, what's going to happen when interest rates start rising again, or, you know, they can't get the supplies to build the houses? What's going to happen when everything changes, or if it don't change? Mm-hmm. You know, could there be a crash? There's a lot of economists think there could be real estate and financial crashes.
And we even throw in some funny stuff once in a while.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's
Money Man.
Happy to be on your program.
Oh, that's very exciting for us to have you on the phone.
Oh, it's exciting for me too, Sugar. I just love being on the radio with handsome young men. You and that little white-headed fella.
David Ernest.
Whatever.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Y'all got them French fried taters up in there? Mm.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, and welcome to Knowledge Labs. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Remember, for current events, good advice about money matters, and some really, really funny topical comedy, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
Now 99% fat-free.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 279-7431 or in the Birmingham area. Call 205-479-0839. Set up your free, no obligation sit down with David. He can tell you some things about your money that you probably don't know. Now, here he is, the man who can help your dollars make more sense. It's David Ernest.
Welcome, Dano.
There he is. Right there.
Yeah, you know, we need to book them. And that means you need to book along and get this stuff fixed so that you won't be a casualty, a number, where you won't be conned, where you won't be used, where you won't get stung. And there's ways to do this, to help this situation. You've got to have knowledge. You've got to have knowledge and know-how, or at least have someone help you with the knowledge and know-how of how to accumulate wealth and keep it. You know, a lot of people can make a lot of money, but how many people keep it?
There you
go.
That's
the key.
Taxes. That's exactly
right. Spending habits. All the, you know, it's a slippery slope, and there's a lot of mean hornets out there that would like to sting you good and do a good con on you. You know, and that's what you got to do. You've got to stay away from those con jobs, and you got to avoid getting stung. Because what? If you get a really bad amnestic response, you know, a response from being stung, an allergy type of response, allergic response, it could do you in. The same way with your money.
Really,
if you get stung too hard, it could do you in as far as retirement money goes. We've got to keep this in line. You've got to have the knowledge and the willpower to take action to protect yourself. And do it as soon as you can. Why? Because time is of the essence. Time is money. And that's a fact.
Time waits for no man.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it
doesn't.
You know, it doesn't.
Time keeps on slipping. Into the future. Yeah,
slipping into the future. And I feel like that I have about slipped down here. So maybe a younger mind and a younger body would keep me from sliding so much. What do you think about that, Too Tall Matthew?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you're doing better than old Joe Biden. So,
well, at least I don't have to shave my legs.
Well, somebody said something today, and they said basically that the world is watching, and we've got a man in the White House, supposedly probably has the nuclear codes, and he can't find his backside with both hands, and an Indian guide.
Do you think that maybe he's shared those nuclear codes with people that shouldn't even get them, or shouldn't have them?
I hope they misplaced them.
I don't think nobody can get them.
But as I was saying, though, people see that around the world, and they one word pops in their heads.
That brings up something I noticed I read yesterday.
What's that?
The Russians. He has stirred up one heck of a hornet nest over there.
Yeah.
I saw a representative from, I don't know which state it was, but this nice representative lady. She said they're very concerned right now because it scared me. It scared me. So it scared me worse than a hornet's nest. Nuclear war. And I'm going, am I hearing this right? Let me hit my ears here just a moment. Is this old man that's in charge, he played, you know, knick-knack on my thumb or whatever. Is he going to push the thumb, or is he going to push it with his other finger? Is his hand on the nuclear button? Is this guy that crazy that we've elected, that these representatives are concerned about nuclear war with Russia over Ukraine? I can't believe my ears.
I have not read into that, but I'm going to dig deep.
You know,
it was scary, to say the least.
That's
it was
terrifying.
Very scary.
He challenged.
Because here, you know, you had Trump, you had laughter and funny things, you know, that Putin was saying about Trump and, you know, and the things with China, even though China, you know, is not our friend. We didn't have a lot of problems with them that we're having now. And now all of a sudden we're having all these massive problems about Japan and China and the China Sea and all these things. We're having these problems with Iran, wanting to give them all those billions of dollars and turning them loose, you know, letting them have what they want and let them have a nuclear weapon too. And now even Rocket Man is upset. He's upset. He said, hey, you know, this old man, he don't really like him either. You know, this old man is dangerous. He's one of the biggest dangers, obviously, that we've ever had. Why? Because he's dangerous for our health, he's dangerous for our wealth, and he's dangerous because he could be the end of civilization. And I hate to say things like that, But if we have to be concerned about nuclear war because of things that he's doing, and this, I wouldn't be repeating this if I didn't hear it already from a congresswoman that said she was concerned, and there's others that are concerned. Why? Because of the way this man's acting. You know, the way he's handling things, his diplomacy. I'm just going to say it. It sucks. It's terrible. I mean, like, what's he doing? Is he just trying to make everybody angry so they want to hurt us? You know, is he just, what do you call these people that love for you to hurt? What do you call them?
Masochist.
Yeah, is he one of those that just loves for us to stay in pain all the time? I don't know. I mean, at least we knew with Trump where we were coming from, but we didn't see any problems. I mean, the wars were trying to wind down. He was trying to pull troops out, and all of a sudden now they want to ratchet it back up. Ratchet it back up. Why? What is really the true story behind why they're trying to ratchet up all these things that are going on behind the scenes and increase the troops, increase the problems, increase all these problems? Is there some kind of profit in there that we don't really see offhand? I mean, like, I think there's things going on that we're not allowed to know, and it's very suspicious, and I think it has something to do with dough. Not Play-Doh either.
No.
Well, follow the money.
That's it. Follow the money. But it's very distressing to see that they're playing politics with nuclear weapon buttons. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. I don't see any humor in it. I don't see any wisdom in it. And
is it another Cold War? Is that what they're? I haven't read or seen headlines about.
They're calling it a Cold War. Yeah, I've heard that. They indicate that it could be a Cold War. But here's the thing.
I don't think the Cold War ever really ended. I mean,
well, it got better. But here's the thing. If they're agitating,
it was way better with Trump. Yeah, much better.
They're agitating things and making things worse, according to what I'm hearing. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? It doesn't make any sense. Do they just want war? Or is there some kind of money thing involved, just like trying to tax us and steal from us? Is there profit in war? That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that they're looking at this, and I think that this administration could be looking at some type of money profit. And that's how they act. Or maybe they're doing favors for somebody. We don't know, but we do notice that...
Maybe they're trying to cover up voting. Maybe they're trying to have an excuse for, you know...
Well, that could be. I mean, to get our attention somewhere.
I'm just saying, I mean, you know, every election you hear, oh, Russia's hacking the servers. Oh, China's hacking the servers. I don't know. I mean, in my mind, until we get the voting software corrected, nothing is going to be in balance, you know, or even capable of being in balance.
You're talking about balance.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, our votes being what gets counted, not extra votes where they're needed, or, you know, people that are just hopping a fence, coming over, being able to vote or something like that. It's ridiculous, but luckily, you know, for all the listeners out there, we are able to help you, you know, protect yourself from problems like this that affect your retirement, that affect the markets, that affect all kinds of things. I mean, it's all cause and effect. So if you call us at 279-7431, and I'll let Rusty give you that Birmingham number, we are more than happy to sit down with you free of charge, get that initial consultation underway, and, you know, just go from there.
There you go. And as Matthew said, 279-7431, that other number is 205-479-0839. Now, David, did you decide to say Central Alabama? That would be how...
Today I was talking to them in Birmingham, and they said between these two stations, we will have probably over 50% of the state covered. Mm-hmm. They were discussing it, and they said, say something about if you can hear us, if you're in your listing area, call one of those numbers. Doesn't really matter, you know what I mean?
Or you could sit right down and write yourself a letter.
You could.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. There's some way we could fine tune this. That's why you guys have a job. Y'all got to help me think outside the box here.
If you're anywhere within the Ernestverse, like the universe.
That might be scary. I don't know if we want to say that one or not.
Oh, man. But
I know one thing that does revolve around the Ernestverse, and that is money and protection. And I can tell you right now, and that does lap over into political agendas, mm-hmm. because we do know they're all about trying to take what? Our money. Why do they want this? Because they want power. We vote for them, we put them in power, and then they double cross us. We understand that Mo Brooks, Congressman Brooks, has already educated us on some of this stuff about, like, and I didn't know this, and a lot of folks didn't know it. Did you know it takes over $1 million to get on a committee in Washington, in Senate?
Brooks told us.
Just blows my mind. They make $190,000 a year. Where's the million coming from? Didn't come from us, I don't think.
I guess
it did. So where did it come from?
I'm thinking that's where these lobbyists come in. You know, hey, I understand you need this $1 million to get in this this thing over here. Well, you know, I can make that happen, but you know, this is how somebody else would say it. Someday, and that day may never come, I may ask you for a favor. I mean, that sounds what it sounds like.
You can't refuse.
There you go. And you got to...
Scare me. Y'all sound almost like the real thing.
Well, you got to play the game, I guess, so you can get in there. But you got to not let the game play you.
I like that.
You like that? I heard that somewhere. But, you know, I believe Mo Brooks has got a lot of morals. He's got a lot of integrity. And I don't think he'll go down that path. He won't go to the dark side, I don't believe.
I don't think so either, but I do think he has a really good saber.
Yes.
Lightsaber.
Yes.
To cut out the fat.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's his name.
Yes. So we've got to cut the fat, and we've got to protect ourselves from taxes. You know, these things that the liberals are trying to do, they're trying to jack up all this stuff, and they're doing it, what? By borrowing money from our children and our children's children and their children's children's children. Somewhere down the road, all of these debts will not work. Why? Because the loans will go into default. How do they go into default when you've got a great nation? It doesn't matter how great the nation is. It can default. How? By not being able to support the interest payments. Now, how does that work? When the interest payments get so high that there's not enough tax money, not enough wealth, not enough capital to pay the interest on the debt. Now, how does that work? Increase interest rates right now. Why do you think the government's trying to keep the interest rates so low? Because they want to be able to control the debt, the interest they have to pay on the debt. Somewhere down the road, the feds have been saying, for the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to try to keep these interest. You mean you're not going to promise that you're going to do it? We're going to try, but we think we can do it. Really? Did Jimmy Carter think he could do it, or was he just full of peanuts?
No.
I'm going with the peanuts.
Well, maybe he was full of peanuts with Coca-Cola. I don't know.
Well, he might have been drinking some of Billy's beer.
That could have been Billy beer. That stuff was terrible, I heard. And, you know, if you've got a Billy beer now, a bottle, I think it might be worth more than what you paid for it. But
it might be making a comeback. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know. But here's the thing. Inflation was a horrible thing in the 70s. It was horrible. And that's what our downfall could be. That's what could cause the stagflation to come back. And when it does, it could cause the most massive erosion of wealth that's ever happened on the face of this earth, to our knowledge. How do you avoid it? Well, you can't completely avoid it because you're in you're a human race, okay? But what you can do is make it better. You can make it better by having the medicine that helps you stay well, live longer, and be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, the fruits of your life. And you know what those things are? One, asset preservation. Uh-huh. Two, wealth accumulation. Three, tax avoidance. Four, tax deferral. Five, explosion of dollars with insurance.
Explosion
and on.
Of dollars.
So, yeah. So there's things that can happen. I'll give you an example of the explosion of dollars. Let's say that Biden comes along and he does make the estate taxes really, really, really the low. Like, let's say it was $1 million. And you've got $2 million, say, and this is not everybody, but just say, for example, this happened. You could put $1 million in the last to die policy, and maybe it would have $3, $4, $5, or $10 million of face, and then you could spend the other $1 million, and there you're guaranteed to give back three, four, five, ten times as much for that $1 million, and it's all tax free. You put it in an irrevocable trust. And because it was maybe underneath the $3.5 million that they want to go to, then the transfer tax doesn't kick in. And because you put it into an irrevocable trust, you get it out of your estate. And guess what happens? You beat the system, legally.
There you go.
That's called explosion of dollars. And it can happen with any amount of money. It doesn't have to be $1 million. It could be $1,000, for example. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Magic. It's magical. You don't pay any taxes when you use that program at all. Zero. Zilch. Zero. That's better than 40% tax bracket, isn't it?
Yes.
I would say so.
I like
it. It's better than paying the state taxes of 45% on everything over $1 million, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Especially.
It's better than paying 40% of everything that your parents owned profit immediately on their death, isn't it?
Yep.
These are the things that the Biden program wants, and this is how we can fight it and destroy. And there's other things that we can do, like non-qualified annuity stretches. People say, what on earth is that? I've talked about it many, many, many times.
Say that to the tax
post. Give us a call. We'll tell you what it is. What's that number?
2797431. And I don't know the Birmingham number.
I'll send it to you, so you'll have it, and you can sit around and sub vocalize it, and you'll remember it. Until then, it is 205-479-0839. Basically, like David said, if you can hear us, call one of those numbers, and you'll get a call back from David, from Too Tall Matthew, or from Princess Leah, and you'll be on your way to a safe and happy retirement. So,
and if you can't hear us, have someone else call.
Yes, have a neighbor call. Have a friend call. Get in the car. Drive till you can hear us. We got a couple of minutes left.
What's the matter, Lassie? I need to call David.
Timmy's in the well. Oh, no. And you have to run. But, I mean, that was so funny on Lassie. Lassie barked 2 or 3. And the guy knew what he was saying. How does he know what that dog is saying?
It's amazing. Lassie?
But we got a couple of minutes left before we go. Let's say tomorrow night, I'm trying to remember because I was getting the stuff together for us, what we were going to talk about. But it escapes me.
That'll be a surprise.
I bet it has something to do with money, politics, and how to preserve your assets.
Probably something like that. And then Thursday night, of course, Terry Adams will be here. We'll have open phones. And Matthew, you need to be around for that. We had fun.
I love that one.
And we'll do that on Thursday.
Yeah, we give away stuff on that night. We're giving away Texas Roadhouse on that night.
Yes. And let's see, Friday.
Pizza, whichever you want.
Yeah, Friday will be the classic show. And I'm going to run the show from last night, when Mo Brooks called for 5 minutes and talked for about 25. I mean, we were very lucky.
He loves to talk. And you know, I know those, the girl that the deputy chief lady, uh-huh, she said, I will have to pull him away from that phone. And she did.
He never did
back no talks.
He never did say
because he loves talking to us. He loves communicating. Well,
he wants to get that information across.
Yes, he does.
He never did say what he was going to eat, but he had supper waiting, so he had to leave.
But he did say that he was there because of some ladies. In other words, a women's Republican event of some kind. So you know, you can't say that he's all about men. He's about helping the opposite sex, the other gender. He's for everybody. I love that about that man.
That reminds me of a story. Guy was always thinking about sex, and he'd talk to women, and they'd say the opposite. So that's why they were the opposite.
That sounds like a broke record to me.
That could be it. Let's see. What else is going on? You know, I was talking to somebody earlier about the Whitewater Park, and people are wanting to take bets as to whether this thing happens or not.
The Whitewater Park, that sounds like some type of problem. You know, we've had stuff like that before.
Someone tried to
get some money out of it, and they got in trouble and all kinds of stuff. But then they concealed it. But it wasn't called White Water, was it?
Well, that was the Clintons in Arkansas, I think, back before.
Oh, you can't say that.
That was Watergate.
Yeah.
Oh, Watergate.
And then there was Watergate before.
There's all kinds of water.
You can say Whitewater. Whitewater Rapids, yeah.
What about Blue Water?
Well, we better talk good about them. We do.
We love Blue Water.
Oh, yeah. Great folks. Yep. I saw Rick Peters this afternoon, and I'm stealthy or the dogs are so tuned into him, because I can walk up, they don't know I'm there. It's like, you know, usually dogs, little ears pretty.
Well, you don't count.
Well, he said they were just worried about going home. Evidently, there was doggy food there, and they were ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, they were ready.
Well, my dogs are waiting for me in another room here. I promised them a goodie when I get out of here. So
they're
standing there and very unobediently waiting.
That's Frank and Furter, right?
It's actually Tyler and Lady. And I would have never named him Tyler, but that was someone named him that. But we rescued him. They're weenie dogs. They're Germans. But you know, the last name Ernest came originally from Germany. It's called Ernst. So maybe one of our relatives, the forefathers of their children.
Had,
I don't know.
Had weenie dogs. Yeah. Matthew's good to see you tonight. Everything going good with you?
Everything's going great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's throw the phone.
I just got one question.
Sure.
Why is everybody growing beards? Because everybody in Birmingham was growing beards, and everybody on the show but me is growing beards. So does that mean I need to be growing a beard?
Well,
get with it.
Up until I had to have this one shaved off for the surgery, that one had 20 or 25 years on it. This is basically new growth right here. But we have hem-hauled
around. You don't have to shave.
That's the dumbest thing to do. Get up early in the morning, put something sharp close to your neck. That's just not a good thing to do. But, you know, somebody said, Rusty, you never go out with any ZZ Top. Well, tonight we're going to play some ZZ Top. And we'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Thanks for tuning in.